Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to welcome all of you, and especially Mrs. Garcia's class from Reedley High School. We're very privileged to have you here this evening. I'm going to ask Councilman Soleno to do our invocation, and Councilman Chavez to do our Pledge of Allegiance, and would you all stand with me, please?
Please bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening, and we thank for each and everyone that's here tonight for this council meeting. I ask that you give us strength and wisdom as we decide issues that are going to be very important to this community. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Everybody could please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have the roll call, please?
Councilmember Rapata.
Here.
Soleno.
Here.
Betancourt.
Here.
Chavez.
Here.
Mayor Fast.
Here. The public comment time provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is a policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Is there any public comment this evening? Would you please come up to the microphone, Mrs. Garcia? And maybe you could tell us just briefly a little bit about your class.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you for allowing me to come here. My name is Irma Garcia, and I'm an ABE, which is Adult Basic Education, and ESL teacher at Kings Canyon Adult School here on the Reedley High School campus. And our class basically learns English. In addition to that, we learn math, and we also learn government. So our class is visiting you tonight to see the procedures, the bottom. I wanted them to see what it was at the local level before we talk about state level. And I wanted them to see the procedures that go on during your council meetings. And that's why we're here tonight.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to make a public comment this evening? Patsy, would you please state your name and address for the record?
Certainly. Patsy Owen, 471 South Reed. Well, I talked to Rocky before the meeting, so I think I've had all my questions answered in a nutshell, but I think I'm going to try again, okay? January 21st, 2008, I gave you all a letter, and I'm going to kind of repeat what it said. The Fresno County Board of Supervisors, with their ex parte communication policy, wants the city really to wait until the final EIR is published. Well, you wanted to wait till the final EIR is published. Well, the EIR has been published, and that was what you wanted at that time. Now, tonight, Rocky said it's not your jurisdiction, and you don't want to get political. Well, I responded to that with the city ordinance that you want to, that was in the exponent about the marijuana dispensary facilities. You want to make a city ordinance about that not being here. Well, that's political, okay, because the state has already said that's okay. You can make a city ordinance about that. Why would you make a city ordinance that you don't want to talk about Morrow Mountain or make a resolution about Morrow Mountain when it's going to affect us directly, even though that's not our district, it's still something down the street. And you've seen the presentations that Bob Takas has made. You've seen the damage that's going to be done here. That's not maybe, that's not if, that's the truth. Absolute 100% swear to God truth. What the BIR says is not. And I have read all 4,000 pages. I know what I'm looking at. And I've spent a lot of time reading all 4,000 pages. Some of the people that have written the EIR are in litigation right now. Some of them said they had degrees they did not have. So, and none of them are from around here. So that's another something that's going to be brought up. Okay? And I refer back to my letter of January 21st that I submitted to you about the amount of trucks and what was going to be in the air and all that other kind of stuff. And you guys told me you wanted to wait. Well, why would you wait if you weren't going to do it? How soon will the city, and more specifically the city council, address the concerns of the unmitigated issues in the Morrow Mountain draft EIR? That's my question to you. You know, and then I sent you another, gave you another letter, kind of talking to you about my understanding of what the city council, city manager, and city government is supposed to do. Basically, it was that you were, like, you know, city manager government is much like a publicly traded corporation, right? There's a CEO, there's a city manager, and a city council, and all that kind of stuff. And you do work for us, like a corporation would do. You work for the citizens of Reedley. Even though Morrow Mountain's not in our district, it still affects us. It's going to affect the air drastically. All the other rock quarries that are around here are down in the ground. This one's going to be up in the air. They're going to have an asphalt mine up there, asphalt production plant. They're going to have oil barrels. They're going to have this, that, and the other. And I'm not even talking about the Indians. They've already hired a lawyer. This thing's getting bigger and bigger and bigger by the moment. And it's very embarrassing that the city I live in and all the people that are in this town that are fighting this EIR can't even get a resolution from our own community. You know, because you don't want to get politically involved. You get politically involved with the marijuana thing, you're getting politically involved, okay? So, next thing is, off that subject, is a new water fee. Is the new water fee a tax, a fee, or a assessment, as discussed in Proposition 218? With mid-November city meeting, according to Proposition 218, there is a November 4th deadline to submit concerns to the city for the water fee. Now, what kind of tax is it? Is it going to be, you know, you got to explain where the tax is going. Where's the tax going? Is it going for the meters? Is it going for, you know, the special tax? Is it called a special tax? Is it a revenue as used in a specific purpose as a general tax? Is it going to the general fund? Where's it going? So there's a lot more concerns about that also. So I wish that we could have Bob Takas do another presentation before you. He's in Fresno tonight getting a resolution from the Republican women of all San Joaquin Valley. They are behind us. They understand what that his presentation. They have researched it. There's not stupid women in that group. His thing on Moore Mountain is absolutely fact. What's in the EIR is not absolutely fact. You don't have to write something with 4,000 pages to have something that makes sense. You don't need all these people reading all this stuff. Half of it doesn't even make any sense. And I'm embarrassed that my city council and my city manager cannot write a resolution to support the destruction of our community in some ways with air traffic and water when Morrow Mountain is approved, if it is. Thank you for your time. It's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Patsy. Just a question maybe to our city attorney. Would that be something that we could write a letter for or put a resolution for regarding Jesse Morrow Mountain?
You could. The majority of the council was to want to take some sort of action and send a letter in opposition to it or whatever it may be. Certainly that's a position the council could take as a council.
Well, you know, and I think it's time to take a stand. The EIR is out. We're going, from what I understand, we as a city are going to question the county on how they're going to have CMX mitigate the air issue, the water quality issue, the water use issue, and the traffic issues. Because, quite honestly, the traffic issue is going to impact Reedley the most of any of the communities. The air quality is going to impact this whole region. And the water issue, come on, we're fighting constantly that we have to preserve our water. And now we're going to let water cannons blast that mountain. And they say, well, it'll recharge into the ground, but what else is it going to carry into the ground? And why are we afraid to stand up and say, hey, how are you going to keep all this, these bad things from happening to our community? You know, someone said to me yesterday, because I have helped the group to gain access to be on the Fresno City Council agenda on November the 5th to do the presentation, Steve, you're committing political suicide. What political suicide? You're going to take away my council seat where I get $150 a month stipend? What are we afraid of? You know, we need to take a stand for our community and not worry about how our county supervisors could affect our community, because they're going to get upset with us. You know, if they can't, if we're going to send this letter out, Rocky, we need to send it out soon so they can give us some answers. You know, I tried to get that meeting with Judy Case, and her calendar is full until December the 9th. And it's just ridiculous that they don't want to talk about Morro Mountain. So I think it is time for us to take a stand.
Mayor, if I could, I don't want to have a lengthy discussion because it's not on the agenda for tonight, but what I would suggest is if the council wants to, put it on an agenda, as an agenda item for a future meeting, and there can be, you know, a motion made and direction given to staff to send a letter if that's what council desires to do. So I would suggest that we place this matter for discussion on a future agenda.
Yeah. Patsy Owen, 471 South Reed. Thought I was gone, didn't you? There's going to be a meeting that's going to be at Reedley College, and it's going to be on the 9th or the 10th, and I will let you know in writing when it will be. And it's going to be the local folks, the professors from Fresno State College, hydrologists, environmentalists, all of our groups are going to meet and share their progress. And any of you are invited to attend just as private citizens to see what's going on, what we're doing, and why we're disputing the EIR and what we have there. Mr. Rapata stated about going before the Fresno County Board of Supervisors and the Fresno City Council. One thing always happens. Every time somebody gets an appointment with Judy Case and goes up and sits in her office and sits in her office and sits in her office, like Mr. Rapata has done, waiting for his appointment, all of a sudden somebody comes out a half hour later and says, I'm sorry, she's not in today. And that's how the people are treating our district that are representing us. If it has to do with Morro Mountain, woo! And, you know, they're spending money on different people like Susan Anderson and her $20,000 birthday party, and also Judy Case just got a birthday party, and CMEX kicked in on that one, too. And that's not gossip. That's proof, and we can prove it to you if you show up at our meeting.
Okay, can you let us know when that's going to be?
It's going to be at Reedley College the next, you okay. know. I'll let you know in writing.
Okay, get Sylvia
Thank
the information.
You.
Thank you. And we'll plan to put that on our agenda for the next meeting? That be okay?
You will be going as public citizens, just regular.
I just want to state something for the record. I've never seen anything come before the City Council. I've never seen anything proposed in front of the City Council for this issue. So I've never had an opportunity to vote on that or make a decision on that. You know, I take a little bit of offense saying that, you know, we're afraid to do something about this. I think it's a good thing to act on. And so anyway, that's just what I wanted to say. I know that it hasn't been brought before us or it hasn't been introduced before us. I know we've had presentations about it. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Okay. Is there any other public comment this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss and or change the recommended course of action. and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Would anyone like to remove an item from the consent agenda?
Move to approve the consent.
A second.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Rapata?
Yes.
Bettencourt?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Moving on to public hearing regarding resolution number 2009-975, a resolution of intention to create the City of Reed Avenue Underground Utility District Number 5. And I believe Mr. Pardo is going to be addressing us.
Mayor, members of the council, as a correction, this is not a public hearing, but a resolution setting the date for the public hearing to be on, I believe it is set to be on December the 8th of 2009. What this resolution will do, it'll go ahead and recommend that the City Council designate the City Engineer and MSW, who is our consultant, Mr. Ron Fry is here in the audience, to answer any questions related to setting up the Underground Utility District Number 5. It also will be setting the city clerk to go ahead and publish the public notice for the December 8th public hearing meeting.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the council on this issue?
For information for the public and ourselves too, the work will be done on both sides of Reed?
Well, that is correct. At least for the portion that's within the city limits.
Up to South Avenue.
Up to South Avenue, correct. Okay. Which means a portion of Reed Avenue, I believe, somewhere about Aspen Avenue, is still in the county. Right. So that's going to be excluded. It's just that portion within the city limits.
So from Aspen to South?
From Aspen to South on the west side is in the county, which will not be included in the utility district, underground utility district. I think the east side will, but not the west side, within those limits. I think there's a, it's Parlier Avenue. From Parlier Avenue to South Avenue on the west side will not be included in the utility district.
Are there lines along there, Mr. Manfred?
The only lines I know is on the east side.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any questions from the public on this issue?
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
I'll second it.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez?
Yes.
Rapata?
Yes.
Cellino?
Yes.
Bettencourt?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes. Okay, under new business, with respect to the approval of ordinance and resolutions, the reading of the title thereto shall be deemed a motion to waive a reading of the complete ordinance or resolution. And unless there is a request by a council member that the ordinance or resolution be read in full, further reading of the ordinance or resolution shall be deemed waived by unanimous consent of the council. Item number 6, setting a policy for the selection and compensation of engineering professional consultants. Mr. Pardo.
Again, this is setting a policy for selection and compensation of engineering professional consultants for the City of Reedley. In order for the City of Reedley to be in compliance with the Housing and Urban Development regulations concerning CDBG projects, specifically CDBGR, Community Block Grant Recovery funded projects, cities are now being required to adopt a written consultant selection procedure policy. We went ahead and obtained a copy of Fresno County's policy and modified it to suit the City of Reedley's needs. Our city attorney has reviewed this policy and we made the modifications, the corrections that he required us to make. In general, what this policy will be capable of, applicable to the selection of consultants preparing feasibility studies, master plans, project designs, project management, and related services for public improvement projects within the city. The policy will establish written guidelines for the selection of a process and the basis for compensation. Each year, the city will establish a list of capital improvement projects for which consultant services may be required. The policy establishes the method and the criteria for selection of consultants to be used for particular projects. In general, the projects with an estimated construction cost of $100,000 or more will go through the formal request of proposals. The projects with estimated construction costs that do not exceed the $100,000, staff may select a pre-qualified list of consultants and the evaluation of the informal proposals. The policy has a provision for the extension of contracts. Since certain engineering and aerial photography, photogrammetry services can be more efficient and economical to expand the scope of work under an existing contract. The proposed extension of the project agreement will be negotiated by the applicable department and submitted to the city manager and city council for approval. The policy has a process in which appeals may be filed in writing with the appropriate departments within 5 days of a non-selection notification, and a decision rendered on the merits of the appeal within 10 days. After the most qualified firm has been selected, compensation of the engineering services and final contract engineering fee will be determined while negotiating the terms of the agreement for consultant services. The fees will be determined using either a lump sum payment, agreed upon hourly rate with the maximum fee, using the approved rates of compensation, or a percentage of construction cost. With the adoption of this policy by the City Council, staff will be submitting the policy along with the request for proposal to the Engineering Consultant Services to the Fresno County Community Development Division for review. The RFP, the request for proposals, will state that assignment will include CDBG-funded projects and will be for a maximum of 3 years. Since this is only a policy, there is no fiscal impact to the city, and again, for the most part, the policy that we do have, it is a policy that the city already follows, but the county is requesting that the city put this in writing so they can know that in any contract that the city enters to, that we are following our own policy. It is the recommendation of staff that City Council adopt the attached policy as written guidelines for the selection of compensation of engineering professional consultants for the city of Reedley. And the policy is attached to the staff report. And any questions?
So we have not had a formal policy for engineering contracts in the past?
Is that correct?
What I'm understanding?
That is correct. We don't have a written policy. We have an oral policy that we do follow, which for the most part, is what this written policy is.
I don't see it here, but is there a prevailing wage?
State, county, funded city project is prevailing wage.
Actually, consulting engineering firms don't follow the prevailing wage. Professional firms, such as lawyers, engineers, do not have to fall under that provision.
Yeah, not if it's for consulting services. The prevailing wage typically applies if you've got a public works project.
Public works project.
Yeah.
There was something I read and I didn't mark it down. I'm really sorry I didn't, but it really caught my eye. Was it? It says that they prefer to have consultants within Fresno County. It's in there, but I didn't. It says it.
Yeah, we do prefer to have consultants from the Fresno County area for the most
part. When I read that, I said, God, is there something that could be in litigation because now you're just limited to Fresno County and not outside if somebody else comes in?
I don't think it restricts anybody from outside the county area to submit any proposals, but
we prefer,
right. That's correct.
Well, I would think somebody from the Fresno County area would have more knowledge of the rules and regulations in our county.
At least our engineering standards.
Any other questions of staff from the council? Any questions from the public on this issue?
Do it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adopt the attached policy.
Is there a second? Call for the question.
Councilmember Betancourt?
Yes.
Celino?
Yes.
Rapata?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Mayor Fast?
Yes.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mike.
Members of the council.
Moving on to item number 7, resolution number 2009-76, a resolution reclassifying the existing senior lab analysis environmental resource officer to a 3-tier environmental compliance officer position and adoption of the corresponding job descriptions and master salary table. Martha.
Good evening, Mayor Fast.
Hi.
Council member staff. Hi. I come before you this evening requesting an adoption of the reclassification of a job title of the present lab position, which is rather lengthy, but is the Senior Laboratory Analysis Environmental Resource Officer, to a 3-tier position, converting it to a more in-line responsibility positions that we would follow with what we do now. It would also adopt the job descriptions in with each tier, as well as including these positions into the master plan. The lowest tier would be at step 41, and they would have 10% increments from there forward, with step 49 being the senior environmental resource officer, which would be in line to the present position that we have at this time. So staff would recommend that we go ahead and adopt this position or positions and go ahead and do the conversion. Any questions?
Okay, is the reason for this an increase in responsibility for this person, or are there changes being made because we have a new larger facility now?
What's going to happen is it's going to allow the city to have more flexibility during the hiring process. Let's say we find someone that is qualified out there but does not have the certifications, or perhaps they have the training but not the time in. By allowing us these 3 tiers, we would be able to place this person in one of the 3 tiers and give them the time needed to acquire whether it's experience, the certification, or hands-on experience as needed. And we would promote them accordingly over time as long as they meet the requirements and the conditions that are established under the job descriptions.
And if this is going to start out as an entry-level position, and I understand that the person you hire could land within any of the 3 tiers.
Correct.
Based on their experience, but are you saying then that the entry-level position will start out at the range 41?
That's correct.
In with?
Correct. Hmm. And it's a 10% increment for every tier thereafter.
Is that in line with most other cities with entry-level positions? The 1654 seems a bit higher than what I've seen in ads for the same type of position in other cities for entry-level people.
What we did in order to follow a normal compliance, according to what we have the operators in place now, they also are required to hold certain certifications and certain experience. So we kind of put them in line to what we have now with the 10% difference, if you noticed, as well as keeping this existing laboratory or senior laboratory at the same range at this point in time. We didn't feel it was appropriate to change that salary at this time, being the economic situation that we're in. Everybody is pretty much in a freeze as far as salaries go. Hopefully later on we'll be able to do evaluation and maybe accommodate them at that point. But City of Fresno does also have a tier system.
And what's their entry-level person start at?
I'm sorry, I didn't bring that with me. But I could provide that for you if you'd like.
Council, one of the things that we could also do with this is the plant grows, there's going to be need for more staff in the laboratory, most likely, and this will also allow us to bring in an entry-level person to do a lot of the laboratory grunt work, so to speak, as well as have the senior analyst taking care or being somewhat of a lead person at that point in time. And I do believe that you've already consulted with the union with
That's
regards
correct.
To these positions, and as a result of getting their input also, which is required that we do meet and receive input from them regarding these positions.
Well, it just seems like we've got people that are below that 41 range, you know, that are pretty vital to our community too. And then, if I'm understanding this right, we're going to allow someone who doesn't have the certificates or the or has gained the training to begin at a higher level than some of our other positions. I would think that we would put them more in line with maybe your wastewater treatment plant operator number one or something like that, if they're someone that could come into the position without having any certification.
Some of the complexity is a little bit different in the operations opposed to the laboratory. It's a little bit more detail work, more complex, and a little bit more skilled work. I feel that the senior position, I agree with you, is at a lower scale, but it wouldn't be unfair to the operators if we were to bring that person at a much lower level than they are.
Is that amount what you guys feel is to keep the city competitive if we were to go out and recruit, or did we base it on another city our size?
We did not do a salary survey. We based it on the existing position that we have now, which is the senior analysis resource environmental officer. So at this point, the city has pretty much frozen all the salaries. So we kept it at that position, that salary range, and just put the other two tiers 10% below that, so it can be consistent to what the operations setup is, which is there's a 10% difference between the trainee, the one, the two, and the three. So we're trying to keep the table consistent to what the city has established in its guidelines.
Are there any other questions from the council? Any questions from the public on this issue?
Not, I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Call for the question.
Councilmember Chavez.
Yes.
Betancourt.
Yes.
Rapata.
No.
Cellino.
Yes.
Mayor Fast.
Yes. Thank you, Martha. Moving on to council reports, requests for council members for future agenda items and or reports of council member activities. I'll start with Councilman Solano.
The only thing was just attended the Catholic Church fundraiser, and that was a great evening. Just hope that the future fundraiser for that Catholic beneficial and prosperous like that night.
Okay. Councilman Rapata?
Nothing. The issue I was going to bring up, we've already decided is going to be on the future agenda, the Morro Mountain issue.
Thank you. Councilwoman?
Just Red Ribbon Week is this week. So, and then the kids are doing a lot of activities during in the school district. Each day they have some kind of activity that relates to the Red Ribbon. I also went to the dinner at the community center for the church fundraiser, and it was decorated really nice, very nice. And I also was impressed with our community center now that went along with it. It was so nice to have a nice dinner there with the way it was set up, and then to have our community center, the painting they did, and with the curtains, and it just looks really, really nice. and went into the restrooms, and they redid the restrooms. They worked on that too. So it's nice to see that we're bringing the community center back to the way it used to be, and it serves the people well, even though it's a little expensive, but we have to because to provide the services that we do. But hopefully that we'll get a new floor so we can dance a little bit smoother. And also, it would be nice, they had a video presentation, so it would be nice if we could have a screen similar to that we could bring down for, because a lot of the celebrations that they have now, a lot of times they include a video, mm-hmm. and so it would be nice to have a screen that we could have there ready for them that would look nice instead of putting up a little portable one. So, but it's really nice to see that happen. So, that's it.
Councilman Chavez?
I don't have anything other than I also like to welcome the adult school class here. If anybody ever gets an opportunity to attend the graduation ceremony for the alternative education, it's usually in May. Okay. It truly is the best graduation in the city. You get people of all ages, and they come through, and everybody has a story, and everybody worked very hard to go through there and get their degree. And anyway, congratulations, and keep going forward. I appreciate you guys coming in.
It'd be nice if you could give us information of when it takes place, the graduation.
We can certainly get that to you.
All right, great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had the privilege of attending a dinner in honor of Judy Case in Sanger a couple of weeks ago. And I also attended the St. Anthony's Church fundraiser dinner. And I was going to comment on the pretty painting. I don't know who picked the colors, but whoever did a good job. It just really modernized it, or just made it look a lot more homey, and it was beautiful with the way the tables were set, and very elegant evening. And it was Mark Garza and his group did a great job of putting that together and provided a wonderful evening for us. Also went to the Fresno Fair along with a couple other Councilman Rapata and our city manager, and we got to watch the Reedley horse donkey races. It wasn't horses, it was donkeys.
Mules, number four.
Did you win on that?
Yes, I did.
That's what my husband said.
Inside information.
It was the Reedley race.
Anyway, we got to go out to the middle and do a picture after the race with the horse that won. So I'd never gone to
the mule.
I'd never gone to a race before, so that was very interesting to me. Also attended the Parks and Recreation Department meeting on the pool complex, and we're still working on trying to get some funding put together to apply for a grant on that. So I know we have probably one more meeting, Joel, on that. So make sure we know about it. And if you know any people in the Dinuba, Button Willow, and that subdivision there close to the park, that's going to be a real critical part of this funding session, and we need to make sure we get people from that area to come and attend. So if you know people there, if you can talk it up, we're hoping to get enough money to at least build the pool part and maybe get some funding outside from there to do the rest of the complex. Also went to the San Joaquin Valley Partnership meeting in Fresno, and we had the state of California Insurance Commissioner, who is also running, I understand, for governor. He was the luncheon speaker, and he was very interesting, and I tended to like what he had to say that day. That's about all I have. Staff?
Thank you, Mayor. We do have three other department heads besides myself that will be giving a quick report. I just wanted to report on the business-to-business trade fair that took place last Thursday. That was well attended. It wasn't quite as well attended as we had hoped, but it was still had a good attendance. Reedley made a nice showing at the trade fair. We had 14 vendors, and thanks to our Greater Reedley Chamber of Commerce, they were able to get those vendors there, and also we were required to have only 10, but some of the cities couldn't meet their 10, so they allowed us to bring others in, and so they were able to get the 14. But there were a lot of businesses represented there from several of the cities on the east side of the 99, and we hope to do this again next year. It was very well advertised in the not only the papers but on the radios and on the TV spots, and so we're hoping next year that it'll at least double in size. Also, just wanted to point out that you did get your report from the Chamber of Commerce with regards to their funding and also with regards to the Fiesta funds. They looks as if they cleared roughly $4,000 in profit on the Fiesta. And so that's all I've got. At this time, I've got Chief Wright. You have a report.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Just a reminder that Thursday night is our next Citizens Academy graduation, and I think Tara Wilson had sent out invitations to all of you, so we'd really like to see you there, 6 o'clock. And we have about 12 volunteers that are graduating, and we're hoping that all of them actually join our ranks as police department volunteers. And so I'd like to see you all there, if you can make it.
Okay. Thank you. It's here in the council chambers. Yeah.
Our next, Mr. Glick, Joe Glick.
Must be Halloween, huh?
Yes.
Orange flyers.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. Right now I'm passing you a flyer and an invitation to attend our Red Ribbon Halloween Carnival, which is this Friday. October 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. If you could please come or volunteer, we'd greatly appreciate it. Also, that invitation is to the community members. Also, I want to report today we had our coat drive. We teamed up with the Reedley area veterans and had a long line at the armory. I believe we probably gave out coats to needy kids, at least 300 or 400 kids today. Went through from 4 to 6 p.m. So normally we do that during Toys for Tots, but we thought we'd do it earlier this year, try to get out the coats to the kids before the cold weather hit.
Great.
So that,
thank you.
Was very successful today. And also I want to report on November 16th, the City of Reedley and the Community Service Department will be hosting the California Parks and Recreation Vendors Fair. There'll be different cities, basically from Bakersfield to Madera, coming into Reedley. There'll be a vendor fair for park equipment. We'll also be holding workshop sessions and different classes for recreation and park programs. So that's going to be an all-day long thing, basically starting at 8, ending around 3 or 4. So if you want to stop by the community center during that day, or Mueller Park, we'll have all of our vendors out there. It would be nice to see the council members out there, or at least to stop by and say hi.
What's the date again, John?
November 16th. I'll be handing out a flyer to you in the near future. Also, with the Red Ribbon Week, I just want to mention that we've been working with Kings Canyon Unified School District. Also, with the city, the Reedley Police Department and the Reedley Fire Department are involved. And it's a joint effort to do these things. Any questions?
Are you involved with the bike ride on Saturday?
Yeah, we're involved. I believe the... gosh, I hope I get this right. The Kiwanis or the Lions? Lions. Yeah, we're teaming up with them to help them out on that, the costume bike ride. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Bruce Weber's got a report on the wastewater plant.
Mayor and council members, it was about 4.5 years ago that I, as a new interim public works director and city engineer, stood before a new council and informed you, had the unenviable position of informing you that you had to spend $30 million on a wastewater treatment plant. I come full circle tonight. I'm here to inform you that as of October 30th, the construction contract for the wastewater treatment plant expansion and upgrade will be completed. We will be, over the next few weeks, starting up and testing the existing plant. I would imagine that sometime next week we will have the existing plant fully online, which will then bring the entire plant online. There will be some, like I said, some testing and startup and probably some tweaking over the next few weeks, mostly with the SCADA system and the controls, but the physical construction will be done on Friday. I will be bringing a notice of completion before the council on the November 10th council meeting, and in our my discussions with the city manager, we talked about having a dedication ceremony for the new plant on November 9th, the day before the council meeting, if that date works out for the council members. We thought it might be a good idea to hold it around 10 o'clock, allow the weather to warm up a little bit.
Bruce, the problem that they were having there not too long ago about the...
That has been taken care of. We are now processing the sludge that goes into those sludge-holding tanks. It's not sitting for 2 weeks like it was. Plus, the heat of the summer was not helping the situation any. But yes, we have taken care of that, and that odor problem has dissipated. There is one final thing that I think is worth noting, and that would be the effort and the work that's put out by Martha Cardoso. She came into this project after it already started, took on the responsibilities of running the wastewater treatment plant, and also took on the responsibilities of helping coordinate the construction process and dealing with all the problems and issues that went along with that. Over the last year and a half, she has done a fantastic job, in my opinion, and it would be my recommendation and my hope that a letter of commendation be placed in her employment file to cover the work and effort that she's put out over the last year and a half.
Why don't we give her a hand?
If there's any questions for the council about the plant?
Okay, so what is your feeling on November the 9th? Does that sound like a date that everyone could come?
Yeah, that's fine. Just glad it's done.
So am I. Yes, it's been a long process.
Yeah. And thank you, Bruce, for all your hard work.
Thank you.
And Martha, thank you for taking on the challenge.
That's quite a coordinating effort to get all that done. I don't know how. That's beyond me, way beyond me. So thank you very much for all your work.
Council, I had one last reminder. The Local Government Commission meeting tomorrow night in Fresno, if any of you are attending that. And that's all we have.
I just wanted to say something to the chief because I almost forgot. But Mari Garcia? I think it's her last name. She's one of your students at your academy. She was sharing that she went on a ride-along, and she was really impressed with the officer that she went with, the way he handled everything. She says he did such a good job. She said that she recommended that you need to go on a ride along, and she says and go with it and request this officer. I forgot what his name was, and I thought I was going to try and remember what his name was, but anyway, she was very happy.
Is there any other business this evening? If not, this meeting is adjourned, and we will take a 5-minute break, and we will go into closed session.